Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy. And guess what? It's episode 11 and I'm joined by Ben.
Hi.
In this episode, we'll be speaking about the Premier League, the Champions League and plenty more. So Ben, let's start this episode off with the Premier League. Aston Villa versus Leeds. What are your thoughts on that game?
I thought first half was quite quite boring, you know. No one really had composure on the ball. Second half, I don't know where it came from, but Leeds just flipped a switch, and that was probably the best, I'd say personally, or one of the best performances Leeds have put up in the short time in the Premier League this season. Paddy Bamford obviously got a hat-trick and did it in style. The second half was Leeds were just all over it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I took Paddy Bamford out my fancy team and he goes and bangs that chicken. And I'm bottom of every single league I'm in. So that's quite fun. And but it's mad the way Villa beat us, we beat Leeds, and Leeds beat Villa. This season is.
I'd personally say this is coming down to having no fans, because obviously you have got teams like Liverpool and United, you know, which you could say have decent atmospheres, but this has gone past the top six now. There are clubs like Everton and, you know, teams like that, who Leeds, for example, who obviously they're not a top six club, but their fans do have a big impact. Like, Goodison Park knows how to make an atmosphere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the only stadium that feels the same is Man City Stadium, the Etihad.
You know, as much as I hate City, you know what? There are a few loyal fans. So like, even
they sing one song. They sing.
I'd say though, there is more than Anfield with the atmospheres like we've gone missing, and it's.
Do you know what game I love to go to though?
What game?
The Milan Derby.
I'd rather go to Atletico Real.
The Milan Derby or the Borussia Dortmund game with the yellow wall.
No.
That's what games I like to go to.
I'd quite like to go and see Atletico.
Well, moving on. Liverpool versus Sheffield United. 2-1 Liverpool. Ben, before you say anything, penalty.
No pen
in the box or outside the box?
This was no pen. It wasn't even a foul. And it even, I could understand if they did give it as a foul. Like, I don't think it is. But, like, do you know if I understood? Like, which I do. I understand if it was given as a foul, which it was. Like, it wasn't even, nothing was inside the box aside from Fabinho's back. Contact on the ball, the player's feet and the ball were all outside the box. I don't know how or who has looked at that and said that's a penalty. What I have seen is the Premier League try and cover their mistake up yet again. And do you know what they said?
They said they didn't look to see if it was inside the box or not.
They looked to see if it was a foul.
Yeah. Which again, again to do the job. Once again, Liverpool being absolutely fucked by VAR 2 weeks in a row.
It's like giving a baby, like a newborn baby, a chicken nugget. Like, you're just giving it food. Like, you know what you mean? You're doing half the job. Look at what you're doing. Give them a baby food. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's a joke. VAR is against Liverpool this season. We're going to struggle because of VAR.
We have to beat two teams in the game. We have to beat the team of Ayrton and VAR.
And the thing is, I say this early on, so obviously things could change. I genuinely believe we'll be lucky to get top four, let alone retain a championship.
No,
hear me out. This isn't just because Van Dijk's injured, because we could buy a replacement realistically, and, you know, Gomez is stepping up big time and Fabinho's only on a short-term injury. Mate, we do have defensive issues, though. Like, and we have for a while. We're leaking goals here, there, and everywhere. And then on top of that, our striker isn't even turning up. Like, obviously, we can't go on that with Richardson.
Our
We can't.
striker's playing in centre back.
You know what I mean? It's just a joke. So I think this season we're gonna be lucky to get top four. But let's move on. We don't want to make it too Liverpool heavy.
Oh, Man United versus Chelsea, 0-0. Chelsea got robbed by VAR. And it's
Yeah.
Cavani's debut, but Chelsea should have the penalty. Two arms wrapped around him. Remind me of Randy Orton in WrestleMania. Should have
Know
been a
what's
pen.
that.
Don't know how it went a pen. But boring
It's a
game.
joke.
That was Man United's first point at home this season in the Prem. Stupid. Man United are very, very good in Champions League, yeah. But so poor in the Prem. I don't know what it is. But that game ended 0-0. Cavani on his debut. What are your thoughts on Cavani?
But when I was watching it, I actually noticed his first touch on the ball nearly was a goal, which I thought would have been quite. Obviously, we don't like the Manx here, but imagine that your first touch at your new club is a goal. Cavani was quite unlucky though to make his debut against Chelsea. Bear in mind, Chelsea's new centre back Thiago Silva had just been playing in Paris with him for a few years. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Probably knows him like the back of his hand.
exactly. No, they were training together. I guarantee Thiago Silva would have remembered everything when he found out Cavani was also coming to the Prem.
He would have
Fair
said,
play.
in the dressing room, "Hey, leave Cavani, he's man."
And kept him out.
Well, Fulham versus Palace, 2-1 to Palace, and of course, last week I said Zaha's overrated. And what does he do? Get a goal on the assist. But I still stand by my statement. He is overrated. I stand by that. But Fulham, oh, mate, they're just not Premier League worthy, them, are they? Fulham, they belong in the Championship.
Do
Like
you
they're
know
one
what
of
I
the
like?
teams. One of the teams you belong there. You belong in the Championship is Fulham.
Do you know what I often like think to myself before bed? Like I just lay there in bed and just think, realistically, if you owned Fulham or you were the manager or even a player, why would you aim to go into the Premier League when you just get bullied? Because this isn't even
Just for the
if,
money.
but the thing is, it's not even like it's worth it, because I'd rather be a poorer club but look well in a championship than a rich club who are Fulham. Do you know what I mean? Like Fulham are Fulham. You go there and they come to your stadium. Just I'll say this now and then we'll end up losing to them. But you kind of guaranteed at least a draw.
But they've only got 1 point this season, and only three teams in the league has got 1 point so far, which is Fulham, Sheffield, and Burnley. They've all got 1 point so far in the season. That's
We
poor, especially from
will.
Burnley and Sheffield after last season.
I was gonna say is I'd say it's worse for Sheffield, but now that you've said Burnley, 200 mil
Burnley.
takeover.
Yeah.
It's on the
Will it
verge
be another
right now.
Newcastle? Who
Yeah,
knows?
probably. It probably will be. Let's be honest.
But
You will
as
after
we
after.
are recording this episode, Wolves are playing Crystal Palace right now and it's 1-0 to Wolves.
I'll put a bet on for that.
But yeah, will it happen? Will it be another Newcastle? Who knows?
Yeah, it will. It will. We won't see a takeover like what City had ever. I guarantee you that. I could
Yeah.
promise you that actually. That no team is having that takeover. I don't even think Liverpool could have it if we were offered it, let alone Burnley.
It
I
wrecks
mean,
football.
it does, yeah.
Well,
But
speaking about Man City, West Ham versus Man City. What are Man City this season? They finished 1-1. What are Man City this season? Honestly. They are. Where are they in the league? They are
mate.
13th in the league with 8 points after playing 5 games.
I know it's all well and good to look at them, but we can't really say anything about any team, given the fact we did lose 7-2
Why?
to
We're
Villa.
second. We're second.
We've had probably
We
one of
are.
our
We're
worst.
second.
And who's first? Fucking
We're
Everton.
second, yeah.
And Everton are first.
Top three's got the same amount of points, 13. That's if Wolves win their game today. Well,
What a
yeah,
shame.
but City, they are they struggling? Because I think Pep just panic bought Ruben Diaz and he hasn't performed for them. But you can't take no credit away from West Ham. They've been excellent so far this season.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, Tottenham last week, City this week. They're two of the biggest clubs in the Premier League, and they've literally got draws from them, and the fair play, especially from West Ham. Like,
David Moyes, eh?
Yeah,
West Ham, this so far this season, what? They are 12th with on the same amount of points as Man City. If I was a West Ham fan and I said, after 5 games, you'll be on the same amount of points as Man City, I'll laugh. I'll laugh. But guess what? They are. But Man City do have a game in hand. So it's a bit. Yeah. Next game, Arsenal, Leicester. See, I thought that Arsenal would have won this. But they didn't. They got beat 1-0. But I've seen it. Partey. Partey had a shocker. Thomas Partey. Wow. He weren't having a party after that game. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you someone who was. Jamie Vardy.
Jamie Vardy.
Vardy.
Yeah.
James
he's the only place having a party.
I mean, you can't really have a party because of COVID, can you? So, Matthew, tell me, Everton's first loss of the season came from the Saints. Luka Digne, was it a red card?
No, it was an accident. As a Liverpool fan, it was an accident. That's why it got reduced to one game ban instead of three. It was an accident, he was running. But you could argue that he did put his hand on him before he tackled him. But he was only running.
It, you know what? I could understand the yellow card. It could have really, really hurt the player. But for a red card, if Digne had done it on purpose, just stamped on the foot on purpose, I'd say absolutely red card. But the minute there's contact made, you see Digne raise his hands and step back. But, you know, he got the red card out of the ref's pocket, didn't he, at the derby? So
that is only karma.
It's all a bit of fun, isn't it? I don't really think it should have been a red card at all. But, you know, VAR really doesn't like teams from the Northwest at the minute, does it?
No. But Everton, it was only time that they would get beat. Because they ain't got one beaten, were they? But
no, but
that
I
was
did
the only
think
game
it'd be...
Pickford didn't make a mistake. That's when the game he didn't make a mistake and he still got beat. But did you hear about Pickford? That he's hired security guards.
See, I want to speak on this. I think if you're a Liverpool fan and you're listening to this and you're messaging Pickford, I think you're a scumbag. Like, obviously, yeah, he's a bit of a cunt, you know, injuring Van Dijk. But, mate, you're not going to see him at all, are you? You're not going to hit him. I guarantee, kids our age see Pickford in the street. You do nothing. You would do nothing.
Keyboard warriors.
Exactly. And you know what? Coming from a Liverpool fan, obviously me, if Pickford ever somehow listened to this, I'm sorry that some of our fans are knobheads. Because, you know, it's like, they would do it. Liverpool fans, and I slagged them off last week, and I'm probably about to again. They were doing this with Nico Williams. You sitting on Instagram, commenting on it, going, "Ooh, I'll stab you." You just won't. You're a 47-year-old man. These are middle-aged men, and half of them are either middle-aged men, yeah, or little kids who've just got a haircut with a bit of a fringe, and I'm reckoning the nutty. You're just not, just a bit of a knobhead. So yeah, I think if you're sat there messaging professional footballers saying you're going to kill them, you really need to rethink your life, because I honestly think you're a disappointment to your family if that's what you want to do in your spare time, to be honest with you. I say that from the bottom of my heart. No one's going to change that.
Well then, Burnley versus Spurs. 1-0 Spurs. Is that a disappointing result for Spurs after the last couple of games where they're just scoring loads of goals? Son,
no,
Harry Kane. I think that was a disappointing. But speaking about Spurs, yeah, they got beat yesterday in the Europa League by this team I've never ever heard of in my life. They got beat 1-0, and Gareth Bale started. Yeah, and Gareth Bale's first came back, he missed a sitter. Is Gareth Bale going to be a flopper, Spurs?
Yeah, yes, I think so. I think when you see the caliber of, I know you can argue Real Madrid that do well in the Champions League and that. So obviously, I'm not going off the Europa League loss last night. I'm going off the Premier League. So when you look at the caliber of right wingers in the Premier League now, so obviously you've got Salah, Mahrez, James Rodriguez is doing bits on the right wing for Everton. It's completely different from when Bale was there, because the Premier League's evolved. I think Bale's your traditional right winger, whereas right wingers now, they're just a bit different. It's hard to explain with them, but you've got to have a bit of a playmaking thing about you nowadays when you're on a wing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you've got James Rodriguez is probably the best at this in the Prem, admittedly, right now anyway. He can
what?
Make. I'm making play.
Better than
Salah? I'm making play.
Yeah. I passed him. Yeah, it's probably James.
I pass him, yeah.
Salah can't pass the ball.
I mean, he's got like. In fact, you know what? I've seen a stat. Obviously, this is before the Sheffield game, the Southampton game for Everton. Salah and James Rodriguez are second top key passes this season. Bruno Fernandes is first. So Salah can pass the ball, and Salah's seasons at Liverpool, I'm sure two of them he's passed more than Mane, which I found interesting. Anyway, I think Gareth Bale's your traditional right winger where you boot it up and he runs. Whereas when you look at players now like Salah, Rodriguez, Mahrez, you've got to come a little bit more to the middle and make that space yourself. Do you know what I mean? So obviously, Bale's so used to having someone do a long ball for him to chase onto. So I think he might get used to it quite quick, which, you know, would be good if he did, because imagine that, Bale back in the Prem, he's actually good. But from what we're seeing of him now, he's a bit stuck in the old times, whereas I think positions are changing a little bit in football, i.e. the biggest example is obviously your left and right back, who, you know,
players compare, left wings and right wings.
Yeah, you know, if you compare Trent Alexander-Arnold to Gary Neville, you know, when he was playing back in the day, you know, it's just different, isn't it? And I think Bale's a little bit stuck more in the past with that position.
Is Bale only missing match fitness? Is that the problem? Because he hasn't played the game in a while, has he? He was going to sleep for Real Madrid.
He starts in Wales every game, and there's an international break only about 2 weeks ago.
Nah, he was injured for that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No, that changes everything. I think Bale's one of them. Because he's older, so he might learn things a little bit quicker. And obviously, if he can get that link-up play with Harry Kane like Son has, I think, yeah, he could actually be class again.
Well, we missed Wolves versus Newcastle, which ended 1-1, and Brighton versus West Brom that ended 1-1. No one scored. Only one team scored over 3 goals. And that's a bit weird for this season. Only one team scoring over 3 goals. Well, Ben.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Moving on to the Champions League. Who do you want to start off with? Man United, Liverpool, Real Madrid, Bayern.
Right, so we'll do this one with Manchester United.
5-0.
Rashford, 5-0. Rashford hat-trick off the bench. First Man United player to do it since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
I've always struggled to say it.
But, Joe, what? I tell you what, Man United, this diamond formation is working for United. Rashford and Martial. Martial, he's got his banged his first goal of the season in. But do you know about this thing? That in Rashford was meant to take the pen to score his hat-trick. But he gave it to Martial to get his first goal. And Martial nearly missed it.
Do you know, obviously, him missing it is, but you shouldn't be missing a pen. But anyway, what I'll say about Rashford is he's the only Man United player who you can't not like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everything he just does is just class. So, if he ever wants to come to Liverpool, I'd take him.
He'll never go to Liverpool. Never.
Never in a million years.
Even if he gets paid 100 mil a year, he'll never go.
No, but you've got to respect it, getting hat-tricks off the bench and feeding.
Well, Man United was the only team this season to beat RB Leipzig. The only team to beat them this season, and it's 5-0.
They didn't just beat them, they ripped into them and gutted them out.
Liverpool's rumoured target signing, Upamecano, played awful that game. But did you hear about Liverpool? Who Liverpool are after? David Alaba.
I've read.
From Bayern.
Yeah.
He's a versatile player, though. He can play left back, centre back, CDM, if really wanted to. So,
I mean,
could be a good start.
If we talk about Bayern, if we talk about Bayern player, we should talk about Bayern, do you not think?
Bayern only won 2-1 in Champions League. Is that's a surprise for me after their last performance?
Yeah.
Only 2-1.
Do you know what I'll say right now? I'd personally say Bayern are the best team in the world. Realistically, I'd say Bayern are the only team which scares me a lot.
Yeah, because Real Madrid, they have to come back from 2-0 down against Borussia Mönchengladbach. And
Barcelona
won
at VAR.
They won against Juventus. But did you see that tweet that Barca said? You finally got to see the goat on your pitch. Then Juve said you must be looking in the wrong dictionary then, because the goat would be playing at Nou Camp or the Camp Nou.
You know what, Matthew? Well, let's get this question asked and done.
Ronaldo,
Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
You know what? I would have said Messi, but do you know after the Liverpool game where we thrashed Barca, I think Ronaldo's got more of a mentality than Messi. Messi drops his head, so I'm going to have to say Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
But they're both on complete different levels, aren't they? Like, no one will ever come near them.
You know what? It's each day and everyone says it, but it's right. Ronaldo's done it. Everywhere. He's even done it for his country. He's done it everywhere.
Yeah. But, you know, Alvaro Morata, mate.
Oh, it's hat-trick offside. Yeah. Some say that Morata was born offside.
Do you know what the thing I found funny about it was? Two of his goals, he genuinely was offside. I've not seen the third one, so I can't comment on that one. But two of his goals are genuinely offside. And I thought, that is unlucky. But surely by the third time, you've learned your lesson.
Well, you want to go to Liverpool versus Midtjylland?
Poor, yeah, we can do.
Poor performance. Even though we won, still very poor. We dropped the front three and we played Jota, Origi, Minamino and Shaqiri. And I tell you what, two of them played awful. Origi, I know we all love him. He won us the Champions League, yeah. We all love him. But it's time to go. It's time to go. It's time.
Club Brugge are after him.
Yeah, Minamino. I've always said he's gonna be good, but mate, he can't touch the ball. His first touch is awful.
Minamino is that you can't really sell Minamino because we've only just got him. I'd put him on loan. I don't think Minamino's a Liverpool player though, and I don't think he ever will be. He's got one of the best work rates I've ever seen. Like, he constantly after that ball. Yeah. But do you know when you really need him to not be after the ball and just to fucking hold it? He can't do it.
Oh, touch it. He can't do that. Jota's came in and absolutely smashed it. Scored two goals in a week.
Like,
Shaqiri played, he done decent, I reckon.
You know what? Shaqiri always plays well. I don't know why we don't play him that much. Shaqiri's constantly playing well for us when he does, and he's always proving the point.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Trent Alexander-Arnold, what a performance.
Best player on the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you know what? Gotta give him a little honourable mention to Reece Williams, the young centre back that came on to replace Fab. He didn't even put a foot wrong.
He'll also be playing against West Ham.
Yeah, didn't put a foot wrong that game at all. And he looks like Van Dijk. Van Dijk Jr.
I've got two questions for you. Right, you've got to take your bias cap off for this. Did Salah dive for that pen?
No. Well, you clearly think he did, because you wouldn't ask that question then.
I don't think he dived. I think he was just cheeky. I think he was.
It was
caught.
A foul, but he played it a bit more.
I think there was contact and he played on it. I think he was acting a bit. I don't because from the contact.
He exaggerated a bit more.
Yeah, so I think it was always a pen, but I do think he played it a bit. And my second question. Do you think Joe Gomez is actually stepping up? Like, do you think he's playing well? Because yeah. I would say, I think two games after Van Dijk, he looked a bit nervous, but I think he's starting to realise that
he has to step up and be the next Van Dijk.
He has to be Van Dijk.
So far, he's doing good.
But do you know what excites me about this more than anything? Obviously, we've got to pray Van Dijk. Well, I'm not religious, but you know what I mean. We've got to hope Van Dijk.
Well, his debut went well.
It's a start, isn't it?
Yeah.
But imagine a fully fit Van Dijk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Joe Gomez who's just developed these leadership qualities, and you know he's calm on the ball, and he's the main centre back. If Van Dijk can come back proper strong, and Joe Gomez can really rise up to it, we'll have one of the best defenses going.
Yeah, it's a question for you though.
Yeah.
Because obviously we have to buy a centre back in January, don't we? Say if we buy a world class centre back like Upamecano, yeah, or someone else world class, yeah. They play like David Alaba. They play absolutely amazing, yeah. Van Dijk gets back. Who's getting dropped? The centre back we signed January or Joe Gomez?
We'll probably sell Matip, put Gomez on the bench. That's how it
works. So Gomez is getting dropped.
Well, I mean.
So, it depends. Now, until it January, depends. For now in the rest of the season, Joe Gomez is going to prove why he shouldn't get dropped if we buy a centre-back in January.
Oh. And you know what? He's doing it. He's... So, since Alisson's been back, I really think he's playing well.
His first game back, he was a bit... He done one slight mistake, which was a bit scary, but other than that, then he made a good save in the Champions League.
It's Alisson. He's always making mistakes, and it's not like a mistake like Adrian's. It's an Alisson mistake, you know. Yeah, they're a bit dodgy, but whereas Adrian's
lead to goals. That is mistakes. They lead to goals. Well, Ben, moving away from Champions League.
I don't think.
Adrian, carry on.
I don't think Adrian's going to be at Liverpool.
No,
next
I hope he's not.
I think, do you know, this might be a bit of an unpopular opinion. Do you know what I'd say? Karius, get on the bench. Like, you know, hear me out on this. I think, obviously, Karius, you know, obviously lost us that final. And I do think the cracks were starting to show at Karius in the semi-final. So, you know, he was making mistakes then and nobody clocked it because we won.
The cracks were starting to show
sadly in the final
Karius' first game. A pre-season game against Wigan. He made a mistake then. But
Karius' confidence must be ruined. I'd put him on the bench and just say, you know what, FA Cup game,
he's
where can you gain your
Union
confidence? Because do you know what? This is what I mean for next season. So once Adrian goes, I'd use Karius as a backup.
No.
Because he knows what the Prem's like. He's been in that situation.
If I was Klopp, I'll sign a decent... second goalkeeper.
Adrian was meant to be
because
but Adrian
Alisson
was meant to be. And
he seems
he's
to always get injured. A half decent goalkeeper, oh. Not like Adrian. I mean, like a Fabianski.
Would you have Mini Lay back, or would you Butland?
Nah, he can't even get a game for them. Stoke him.
He's very linked with him now.
Like a Fabianski, like that type of player.
Yeah, he knows what
well,
they're doing.
Moving away. I think this is the last point to speak about. In his podcast, Barcelona president stepped down a day later after accepting his Barcelona's place in the European Super League. What are your thoughts on that? I think it's stupid. I think he basically just said, fuck football, I'm going to wreck it, I'm off. That's what he said. So, but he did say if Messi stays, he'll step down, and he did step down. But Barcelona's front runner, yeah, wants to bring Pep Guardiola back because he thinks that Messi will stay if Pep is back, and that all the staff that went missing and you need to bring them back. But Messi's old, he's getting on, and he has like 2 seasons left in him, like just.
Two seasons? It's one season? Or 2 seasons? You think,
yeah, look at Ronaldo.
You think Messi can do what he... Yeah, but that's the thing. Look at Ronaldo and look at Messi.
Yeah, Ronaldo's better.
Do you really... Exactly my point. Barcelona really need to start looking at their young players and get rid of a few. Mm. I mean, look at Coutinho. What a bargain. For us, not for Barcelona. And you know what? It sounds a bit mean. I'm glad players are flopping at Barcelona.
But
look at Griezmann.
They can't let Ronald Koeman go after the season. But imagine you're Ronald Koeman, yeah.
Do you think
the president's just stepped down? The front runner wants to bring Pep Guardiola back. You're sitting here like, I'm still here, you know.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Yeah, I thought I was doing well.
But yeah, Barcelona needs to start looking at the future. No. Messi, because it's time done.
So I think that's all that's really new in the world of football this week, isn't it, Matthew? This was...
Yeah. But Wolves are winning 2-0 as we speak. That's about it.
Yeah, it's all on the football tomorrow. So we'll bring you that next week. Yeah, this was episode 11. Be sure to follow Matthew on Instagram at
Matthew with the
and
footy.
Me at _Ben_Spencer. So yeah, I think we'll leave it here. See you next week. See you next
See you
week.
Later.